WTR Mobile.
Say it ain't so, KB4CBA.
That would be the first thing I heard. Good morning, Dave. Oh, we'll be going to our favorite grocery store and then down to Lowe's and get some wire.
Hello, buddy. Take back 2000, KJ4, KJ Mobile.
I missed that. I was turning the radio down.
Gonna say it ain't so in response to him, but you came back too fast.
I'm bad about that at times. Dave ain't. He's real good in that respect, but that's all. And what? Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I'm just gonna throw nice out the window, you know. So you're getting some mass consumables, and then you're gonna go to the toy store. Man, what a day!
A little more protection on the chicken coop. It already had a stupid bug hit my windshield right in my line of sight. What do you think of that, Wyatt?
Your lucky day. Maybe I'll let Bernice drive.
You know, the last thing to go through a bug's mind is his rear end.
Yeah, I caught one, and I caught a, well, it was a bird, but a friend of mine down here, W1, oh, I forget what his name was, Dad Burnett. He's not on there too often, and he caught one of those palmetto bugs. And I think he caught it right in the chest. I caught a bird in the chest at night, so I assume it might have been a bat. But I was running about 60 miles an hour. And that'll wake you right up. But I can't imagine hitting one of them palmetto bugs. Go ahead, Wyatt.
I'll just say this, but the worst bug to run into is a swarm of, what are those things called? Love bugs. Yeah, run through a swarm of love bugs at any speed, and you'll just be like, oh my God.
I've been hit by a few bugs and paraphernalia, like, I don't know what it was, on the motorcycle, and it's no fun. Of course, I have a helmet and a face shield on and a windshield, but, man, it'll tear up your legs, that's for sure.
Gage, a happy motorcyclist by the number of bugs in his teeth.
That's a true statement. Yep, and the more bugs, the happier the rider.
You know what?
Well, five-letter word, beginning with a T and ending with an S.
Jeopardy. You figure that one out, Dave.
I was trying to park. I can't do two things at once. Oh, man, I'm going to let y'all have it. Y'all have a good day, and I'm going to go out here and play some tennis. I got a 12 o'clock, so I got a boogie. Anyway, 73's two all, KB4CBA Mobile.
The word is taxes. And have fun playing tennis today, Dave. Catch it for CTD and almost to the shadow.
Well, at least you're not having to work. You're just having to pay for what you did work for. Oh, boy. Two things in life is, certainty. That's paying taxes and croaking.
Never work because business taxes are due by Friday, and they're missing one thing. And I got to go pick up the one thing and then take the one thing to them and then let them do their thing. So they don't have to drive all the way back down here again probably tomorrow because they probably won't go, oh, well, we could just enter this in and here, sign this.
Rating procedure with the government, isn't it? Boy, well, you want to go Aldi's first or Lowe's first? I guess we're supposed to be a great day and a beautiful day. And we already been up and got chicken feed. And we went to the trash compactor.
Great day, you know, if the pollen would go away, if the trees would quit having sex and messing with my sinuses, that would be a great day. But, you know, I'm really of the mindset that I'd really just rather the federal government charge everybody sales tax and exempt, you know, the necessities of life from that sales tax and call it a done day.
First of all, it's really going to hurt you. It's for people over 400,000. They're going to tax them more.
When you think about it, if you exempt food and power and, you know, living, shelter, pretty much everything else is just stuff you spend on. And if you've got $400,000 to spend it on, shit, well, you know, maybe you'll go out and buy a $400,000 boat or something. And then everything's just simply tracked through sales tax. You spend a lot, you pay a lot, and call it done.
Yeah, I remember when we was in Germany years ago, theirs is set up that way somehow. I don't know exactly, but everything you bought, there was an extra, what was it, 28%, Bernie? It was way up there. And you didn't see it on the bill, you just paid it because it was already marked up for it.
I don't know if I'm even making it back to the repeater. KJ4, CJD, clear.
Have a nice day, and keep on paying that Social Security. KJ4, CJD, N0TR, clear.
That was Tom. This is W4HI. Do you copy?
What is Bruce? Let me turn my radio down here. How you doing today, Bruce? We're just out running some errands here to Aldi's, and then we got to go get some that little half-inch rabbit wire is what I call it, to put on the chicken pen to kind of... Chicken wire is just not strong enough when it comes to raccoons or possums.
Really? Okay. Not that I have a garden... per se, but we do grow some tomato plants. We did it last year. We did them actually on our deck up, but it doesn't mean critters couldn't get up there, that's for sure. They just walk up the stairs. But yeah, I heard you on. I am out and about here in Seneca, so I'm just curious about how my signal's doing to you.
5x5, as we said in the old days. And you're doing great, Bruce. Well, we grow some tomatoes. Most of it's just for fun, you know. I mean, you can go buy them just as easily. But they're just better when you raise them. We saw some plants at the... we went up and bought some chicken feed this morning. We got a few chickens just for eggs, just for the fun of it. And they had plants already. But Bernice didn't want to... get them because Chris Justice on Channel 4, his family's owned an orchard up there in, what am I trying to say? Not Hyattville. Hendersonville. I'm thinking of Kansas, Hyattville. Anyways, Hendersonville. And he really knows his stuff. Used to be K4SUG was on here, and he'd tell you when to plant right down to the minute. Most people think wait till after Easter because next week's supposed to be somewhat cooler.
Our lowest temperatures for this last winter yet already. We had 28 degrees a couple days ago in the morning. But I'm actually heading back from doctor's appointment, and then I'm playing with my radio in the mobile, so I've spent some time after the doctor's appointment, went up to a high spot here in Seneca and did DHF and UHF, and then eventually HF. Had a good time, made good contacts on all the very, very quiet environment here in the mobile, that's for sure. Anyway, it's kind of a treat, and I've got a Clemson baseball game to go to today for a part-time as a security person for them. Over.
TR or 4HI. Well, that sounds great. It's a beautiful day for it. I'm showing 71 degrees out here on Wade Hampton in Taylor's, heading towards the Aldi store down in Taylor's. And, what was I going to say, Bruce? I lost my train of thought. I was watching traffic here, and you know how that goes. Well, last night, every once in a while I get this, and from about 7.000 up to about 7020, which I operate in a lot on CW, the band was saturated with a crazy noise. I don't have a spectrum analyzer, so I can't tell you exactly what it was. But I've seen it before, and I don't know if it's a neighbor's solar thing or what, but it just blocks it out. Now, from about 7020 on up, I could have worked CW, but that's not my favorite area. I like down in the extra band down there. And at any rate, I hope it's not there tonight. But looking at the band scope, it's just unbelievable the amount of interference there was last night on 40 meters, and at nighttime on 40 is really good on CW, and I just couldn't operate it.
Oh, okay. Well, I have an RFI noise that I know what it is, and I've already started the complaint letter and served it to the it's where this little dam is. It's generating power supply or something that they have, and it's a lot. It's an F7 and 8 and like that on 80, 40, and about half that on 20, and then 18, 17 meters is pretty good. Well, I'm about to pull into the driveway here, but nice talking to you. I'm right by the dam right now, so I'm in a real low spot, so I'm not sure what my signal is like. Back to you, Tom. W4HI.
Roger. I think you said it was a power supply doing it. If that's the case, I don't like the switch modes, although they've improved greatly. I like the Astron linear supplies because you can fix them, and if something goes wrong with a switch mode, you can't. You had a little popcorn on your signal, Bruce, but it comes through just fine. Have a great day, and maybe we'll catch you down the line here. We're almost at all these anyways. W4HI in 0TR73.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
73. Thanks for pulling the dropper. W4HI. Go ahead, Mobile.
W2T.
Roger. Acknowledging W2T. How you doing, Rusty?
Nice big open area in the middle of my front yard now. I can actually see the sky and don't have to worry about parking so that the birds make deposits on my car. All kinds of good things like that.
I took one out last year. It wasn't cheap to do it, of course, but it was worth every penny of it as far as I'm concerned. And I'm glad it's gone. I don't have to worry about getting leaves in the gutter anymore, Rusty.
Tree, so what you got was all the crap where the birds landed in it and left deposits on your car, or you got the pollen off the cedar tree, and you also got the oil off of it, which stuck on your car and everything all over the place. So now I've got that nice open area, and I'm thinking about putting a flagpole in the middle of my front yard, so... And when I get back this afternoon, I can pull my antenna back up, my G5RB antenna back up, and I'll have that one back on the air because I had to take it down because they didn't take it out when they were dropping parts of the tree all over the yard.
A shooter to do it with, so that's good. Oh, we've arrived here, but I'm looking for a parking place where I won't get my doors knocked off, and that's rather difficult to find today, it looks like. All the handicapped spots are taken, but I think I'll just take one of these ones that says it's for the grocery pickup here. And if they don't like it, we'll tell.
I park in the ones that say veteran and all that. Since I am definitely a veteran, I qualified to park in one of those. I don't have a veteran's tag. That's because I got the ham radio tag. But I could get the other tag and all that stuff if I wanted to. So it's not something I really want to do. So right now I'm going to go find me some lunch, a little bit of lunch. And then I'm going to go buy and pick up some stuff at the grocery store that I have run out of and need. And then I'll go back out. Now, I don't have to shoot the antenna back up because all I did was untie it from one end where it was tied to the tree on one side of the inverted V. And I'll pull it back up, put it back up in that tree and where it was tied up and get it back up, and that'll get it above the driveway and everything. So, no, it was just where the rope was stretched across the driveway at the front of the house where there was a possibility that they could end up taking out the antenna if I left the cord over across there. So better safe than sorry, you know?
Well, I'd like to know what the heck causes that interference that I get now and then. It's just every couple of months or so I'll send you a picture of it later on the band scope. It's just amazing. I mean, you just cannot operate from 70 to 70-20 on CW. It's just amazing. I don't know what it is.
It can be, there are all kinds of things that can be out there. It's like I was on a 40-meter net last night, and we were getting a lot of, it was down at 72, instead of 72-68, the RV net had gotten on there. We were down at 72-64, and of course, since the net now starts an hour later than it did earlier, since it's now only 4 hours instead of 5 hours. It used to start at 7, now starts at 8. Of course, you get the BCI coming in, but the band, basically, it was noise, and some of the guys checked out because of it, but it wasn't enough that I couldn't work stations. And I worked California, I worked Arizona, I worked Wisconsin. So, I mean, I was able to work stations all over the place last night, even with the noise, and I could have heard the DX station, could have worked the DX station, except I've already worked him.
I just don't know what in the heck this was, Rusty.
Some noise from the neighborhood over here a couple of days last week, and I don't know what caused it. It was only there one evening, and then it was gone. I haven't heard it since then, so I haven't tried to go out and find it yet. I may decide to do that later, but if it comes back, but I'm not going to worry about it right now because I wasn't creating it, and it only lasted for about 5 or 10 minutes and then went away completely. So, oh well, maybe it was one of these things that occurs every now and again, you know?
Are you out mobile right now? Why don't you picture my band scope on 40 meters, and you'll have to take your fingers and make it look bigger. But just look at that interference down there. It's just unworkable now. If you went up above, oh, I don't know, 70-20 or whatever, I can't see it unless I take my fingers and expand the picture. Well, you could. And the other bands, it wasn't bothering. It was just 40 meters. Ariel said it might be the transformer saturated out front, but it isn't. It's 50 kVA, and it's just running two houses, and the little old lady next door don't draw anything of any consequence. And this is, it just happens periodically. I wonder if it's commies over there running their over-the-horizon radars or something.
Yeah, I'll look at it when I get home. And the thing about it is I'll be able to see it on my computer because all the stuff that comes, since I've got an Apple computer now, all the stuff that comes on my phone also shows up there, and I can get it up into a picture that's of a decent size. And all. So where am I going to go get something to eat? I want to get something. I don't want to get anything too heavy, but I'll see. There's, and I'll... may go get me some tacos today. That may be what I get, and just some tacos, and that'll be my lunch today, and maybe a sandwich later. Anyway, I got to go to the grocery store and get some more fruit and some apples and some things like that that I've run out of that I keep all around all the time. Anyway, Tom, I guess you're about ready to go into wherever you are, so I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you later. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty, yeah, I'm just sitting here in the parking lot, and I'm going to go in. Yeah, it runs from 7007, and let me scroll over here, to 7021 almost. Just unbelievable. It looks like one of those signals from that FT8 stuff or something, only it's way too wide. And I listened to the audio on it. I couldn't hear anything. So it's just spurious harmonics of some kind. And I don't have the smarts to figure out what it is or where it's coming from. But if it keeps it up, well, I'm going to get me one of those sniffers from MFJ and go looking. But it isn't nothing in our house because the refrigerators now are inverters and on your compressor, and the dishwashers are inverters. And neither one of them was going, and they've never caused any problem before. So, I don't know. See what you think. Anyways, take care. It's starting to get warm in here, by golly. W2T and 0TR. 73 is Rusty. Have a good day.
Okay, Tom, and I'm looking at the picture of it right now. Yeah, that's wide. That's real wide. Talk to you later. N0TR, W2T. Goodbye. 73s.